Heavenly Father, we thank you for the joy of the Lord. We can see the glory of the Lord upon every face. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name, O Lord. Thank you for what you have had in your word. Thank you for the singing of the psalms. If any man marry, let him sing psalms. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. A merry heart doeth better even than medicine. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the merriment of heart tonight, Lord. And we are singing psalms unto the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be the glory of the Lord. Lord, just a few more moments, we're going to read of your word again. Bless, O Lord, the reading thereof. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So let's just turn our Bible a little bit. I just go here. I have some things I want to read. Oh, eh? Our brother said, Daniel, right? Let's talk to Daniel chapter 8. Amen. Praise God. Daniel chapter 8, 13th verse. I begin from there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And then I heard one thing speaking, and another thing said unto that certain thing we speak. How long shall be the vision? That's how much I'm going to read. So, and you can read the rest of them and so forth. And we know by the margin, you know, that that word that is said since there in the Hebrew, original Hebrew, is parmoni. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. If you have been in our Daniel series and so forth, and then you don't you know this already, so it's parmoni. It means the wonderful number. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's what it is. The wonderful number, you know, or the, no, or the number of secrets. Praise the Lord Jesus. That was that mean that word since means in there and so on. What does it mean? Wonderful number. That means that the Lord, you know, the Lord, you know, have he has plans with numbers, amen. God has, you know, this indicates the importance that numbers have in the plan of God. So God has plans. Why is this number? Book of Revelation, you have 7 church ages. Even the Lord himself, when he appeared, there are 7 stars, amen, on the third hand, amen, and 7 church ages, 7 seals, 7 thunders, and so forth. So, he has planned with numbers, praise the Lord. But tonight, we want to take a little time to see how biblical numbers, we take just one of them, have shaped the world, that nothing in this world just happened by accident, amen, praise the Lord. The Lord for know everything and he time everything. So what he's talking about in the next 15 minutes is this. There are some cycles in the Bible that the recent history have revealed or some cycles. So now, usually we are not speculating about what will happen in the future by these cycles that the Holy Ghost has revealed in the world history. No speculation or projecting anything. We just take them as it is, as people are, Holy Ghost has revealed that in the history of the world, you know, there are the circles of things happening, you know, in certain quantities. Wait to see it. So the following day circles are not profitable to use for speculation as to the nature of future events. God does not reveal things to satisfy mere human curiosity. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And that's the mistake many Christians make. Oh, I want to show how great God is and so on. No, he doesn't do things for show. Praise God. That's why he won't make bread for the devil. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. So we know that's one. Anyway, so however, to know that major events are staged in definite circles of days is of tremendous significance. That major events in this world, they are spaced, you know, in definite circles of days is of tremendous significance and shakes to the foundations the theories of those who say things happen by chance. No, not in this world. Nothing happened by chance in this world, amen. False science says that. Philosophers say that. No. For the scriptures, nothing. I'm going to see just one instance tonight that nothing ever happened in this world by chance. Amen?
Amen.
God foreknew all things and he timed all things. Now, if we now say, if the events are known to be timed by God, then we are forced to conclude that there is a divine intelligence, amen, at work, controlling events that are occurring in this world. That's one thing, one statement. And if the circles are of a length, so we are going to show some circles in the Bible in the world history, and we're going to compare with the Bible numbers and so forth. And if the circles are of a length corresponding to Bible numbers, then that divine power we talk about behind this shaping of the history of the world must be identified with the God of the Bible, amen? We're going to show some circles, that circle of days and so forth, and if this number of days in these circles match Bible numbers, then it has to be the God of the Bible that for that time this circle. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, let's see now. So, and I want to pick something, you know, a circle of 666 days. You know, so we're going to show in history, recent history, a circle of 666 days, meaning taking from a point of origin in time in the history of world, counting from there, number 666 days, or multiples of 666 days, certain events took place in this world, amen? So, and if 666 is a secret number in the Bible, then we know God's time events before they ever happen in this world. Praise God. So there are many circles actually that we can consider, you know, but the one we're talking about tonight is the circles that occur every 666 days or multiples thereof, you know. And according to the scriptures, the number 666 is the number of a man, is that right? And being associated with the beast of Revelation 13. And let's get the scripture in there. Revelation 13, verse 18. Before we take off. And we see. So, here is wisdom. The Bible says in Revelation 13, 18. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. Now, looking back in history, the Holy Ghost has revealed that there have been some 666 day circles, and we will take one origin in time. We take World War One, you see, World War One, and what happened from there, and we will see a circle of 666 days thereafter. Now, the 666 day circles of World War One began with the declaration of war, so which happened in July 28 to August 1914. So that was the declaration of war. There are many wars occurring, even my primary school. World War One went through from 1914 to 1918, is that right?
Yep.
That is history, praise God. Now, the declaration of war began in July the 28th of 1914. In fact, many wars were declared in that era of time, and I will read them. The first declaration was July 28, 1914. Austria and Hungary declare war on Serbia. In August 1, 1914, Germany declare war on Russia. In the same August 1914, Germany declare war on France. In August 4, 1914, Britain declare war on Germany. This is history. Praise the Lord. While looking at history, I want to see the hand of God has shaped the history of this world. Nothing happened by accident. Amen? Praise the Lord. And also, in August 1914, Austria declared war on Russia. You see? And in August 23, 1914, Japan declared war on Germany. This is all in history. Praise God. I will stop in there. Now, let's go to our circles now. From the first declaration of war, which is in August July 28, 1914, let's see the events that occur in the world and see the circle I'm talking about. Now, from that July 28th of 1914, if you count 666 days, after that date, what do we have? We had a full circle. The first circle of 66 days ended in May 31, 1916. So from July 28th, 1914, to May 31, 1916, is 666 days. What happened that time? The Battle of Jutland. Praise the Lord. Ask me, what's the Battle of Jutland? The Battle of Jutland is the battle that the greatest naval armies in the war at that time was Britain and Germany. And to that date, to that May 31, 1916, the greatest naval battle in history to that day occurred. That occurred 666 days after the declaration of war in July 28, 1914. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So we're going through history and our time and see these things and so forth. That number, we know what it is in the Bible and so forth. So there, Germany, there the German battle fleet was driven to its own base. So therefore, German battle fleet was, their naval team was defeated and just paralyzed and there. So that battle occurred exactly 666 days after the declaration of war in July 28, 1914. Now, these days, the another day come about March 21 to 28, 1918. So that will be 2 times 666 days from July 28, 1914. What happened that time? So these days of July 21 to 28, 1918, which is 2 times 666 days from July 28 of 1914, what happened? This marked Germany's greatest offensive of the war. In their desperate attempt to win, and the effort failed and resulted in losses so severe that Germany's war machine became crumbled. So we're looking at world history and looking at circles of 666 events. And in summary, we are beginning from the first declaration of war, which is, I name many of them to you, which is July 28, 1914. So at the end of the first 666 days, so Britain and Germany collided in the greatest naval battle in history to that time. Then another 666 days, Germany lost the greatest offensive it can ever launch to win the war, but it failed. Now we're going to move forward. So now, circle number three happened around January 10, 1920. What happened? The League of Nations was born. So you can now see the League of Nations is tied to the big system, tied to the number 666. That's where we are going tonight and so on. Once we show this event. So from July 28, 1914, and you count to January 10, 1920, which was the day that the League of Nations was born, that is the 3 times 666 days. So the League of Nations was born and marked with the number 666. Praise the Lord. Where? The significance. The East-Sasset Confederation, the League of Nations, was begun on the ground. Men were boasting that of their own self, they can bring peace or even the millennium. That is the whole thing about the League of Nations. They think human by itself can bring about peace in the world. It's not possible, amen? And it failed miserably. And you can see how it is tied to the number 666. It occurred, the date was born, was exactly 3 times 666 days from the declaration of war in July 28, 1914. Let's move forward. Then count 4 times 666 days from July 28, 1914. What do we have? So there is the opening of the disarmament conference, in which the leading nations of the world solemnly pledged themselves to limit their armaments. That occurred in November 10 to 12 of 1922. If you are following what I'm saying, we are just seeing that events occur in history in circles of 666 days or multiples of it. Praise the Lord. And that number, as we all know, is important. It starts to the peace system and so forth. So that League of Nations is tied to the peace system. So again, counting 4 times 666 days from the July 28 of 1914, we have this opening of the disarmament conference, where the nations of the leaders of the nations of the world pledge themselves to limit their armaments. Subsequent events were an ironical commentary on the futility of that conference. What happened? Britain and America scrap all their ships. In those days, the main battle thing is ships, ocean and so on, you know. So in that conference, Britain and America, they trusted and they scrapped all their ships. But look at Japan now. Japan, though it was there and agreed, but secretly even built more ships. See? That reminds us of the scripture in Daniel chapter 11, 27, talking of the Antichrist. And they shall speak lies at one table. Amen? Amen. That's what happened in the world system. When they say they are meeting for peace and so forth, they will lie one to another. Praise the Lord. So it happened even back then, you know, back in the history and so forth. So US, Britain, you know, they scrapped their ships and so forth. Japan was in the conference and agreed, but instead of following through, he even beat more ships. So we see that. And the Bible says they will lie one to another on one table in Daniel 11:27. So that happened in the 4 times 666 days. You know that this happened from July 14, 1914. July 20, 1914. Now, on November 11, 1918, we all know what that date was. Praise the Lord. If you don't know, November 11, 1918 was the end of World War One. Praise the Lord. They call it the armistice. They call it armistice and so forth. So we're going to take from that day of November 11, 1918, another series of 666 circle days began from that time. And we look at them, you know, just briefly and so forth. So on November 11, 1918, World War I ended with the signing of the armistice, right? Mm-hmm. What happened? Men thought, surely, nations would never again be so stupid and senseless as to enter another such conflict, they thought. Of course, here in America, things were happening. So now the boys who were there fighting, you know, Europe are coming back home. Israel recorded the church best rank. Praise the Lord. They were happy, the church best rank. And, you know, there's merriment all over the place and so for that, you know. So because the war has ended. And they even thought that they're going to bring in the millennium. Praise the Lord. Praise God. But let's see what happened, you know. So, even right here, we think that there's a special hand of the Lord over this country, blessing after the post-war era. Praise God. And instead of them fearing the Lord and continuing the way they were worshiping God in the day that the war ended, what happened in America and so on? What happened to them? Majority of people were too now busy accumulating money, see, building homes, buying and selling such things as this. Well, not that buying and selling is wrong. When you now make it God, that is the evil of it, amen? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. They quickly forgot about the events of the World War One, quickly, you know, and so forth. And they were, what were they doing? Stocks and bonds soared to the highest height, and so on, you know. Why men became rich by gambling on Wall Street, you know, and so forth, you know, and taking paper profits on margin. You know, they were taking profits on money that has nothing, no backing on it. Amen? Paper profits. So, this was happening right there, you know, after the post-war era, right there in America, and so forth, that, you know. What happened later? You know, in October 29, 1929, what happened? Suddenly, out of the clear sky, with scarcely any warning, came the great crash, you know, on October 29th. And that day is forever known as the Black Tuesday, you know. See, they forgot about what happened. And God was blessing, but they turned over to idols and all of these things, out of nowhere. In that thing, we say, the bottom fell out of the stock market. Praise the Lord. Out of the blue and so forth, you know. And billionaires or billions of dollars were lost in just one day. Billions. Fortunes were swept away. And in some cases, even millionaires became paupers. See? It happened. That's how in this nation. This nation braced itself against this stroke. Every effort was made to bring recovery, but nothing could stop the toboggan slide to the Great Depression. Nation went to the Great Depression as a result of this stock market and so forth. And here, what was God doing? God, it was the handwriting on the wall. Praise the Lord. Handwriting on the wall. The collapse of the economic and political system of the world has taken place or has begun. Through it all, God was talking to America was that the philosophy of materialism, which has taken the country, was of faulty foundation. And like the house beat upon the sand in the Lord's parable, you remember the Lord's parable and so forth, it must surely fall. See? That's what they were building and hoping upon and so on. For the great stock market crash, what happened? Now, it crashed. What happened? When did it crash? Exactly 6 days after World War I. Exactly to the date. So it's 6 days from the day of November 11, 1918. Why that day? 666 appearing everywhere. And it's always associated with evil. Can you see that? You know what I'm saying? Always in association with evil, with the devil and so on, you know. So we see that one. Let's see one more two of this kind of thing and so on, you know. So now, what happened thereof? About two more cycles of 6666, which will be 8 times 666 days from the armistice. What happened? There was formed in this country what is called the National Industrial Recovery. You see? Now, what happened because of the depression and so forth? So that will come with a, you know, at the time of this, you know, so 1932, I believe it is, Roosevelt came into power. You know, and so on. Let me read what happened at that time. He came into power from the Democratic Party and so on. So at the Democratic Convention of 1932, what happened? Roosevelt received 666 votes on the nominating ballot. And in November of 1932, then he was swept into power the next year. Why 666 votes? In the midst of all these things, amen? We are bringing out some circles and important numbers. We have read in the book of Daniel that wonderful number, amen? God has planned with numbers. He does work with numbers, amen? Praise the Lord. So that was what I'm talking about. And we're talking about this particular 666 and see how God has timed events in the history of the world. And we see how that this evil number associated with the devil has been tied to all kinds of evil in this our generation and so forth. So so at the time of his inauguration, the wheels of industry and business are almost stopped. They call from the stock market of 1929 to the early 30s for the Great Depression. So, and that was at the time of Roosevelt when he came to power. Bank holiday was proclaimed to prevent people from withdrawing too much money. See? Otherwise, they fear that the financial institution would be completely ruined. It happened in this America. Amen? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. See? Now, that was happening on one side. So, can you imagine they close the banks? You know, you can't withdraw your money because they don't want you to take too much money. You know? And all these things are tied to these 666 number circles. So we see that. Now, even worse of all, there was a thing that when the Roosevelt came into power, they also bring what they call the New Deal. They call it the New Deal. And what was the New Deal? This New Deal, now you're going to get it from now. This new deal that Roosevelt brought into being was actually a number of laws, you know, and passed by Congress. And most of them by executive orders. Now you know what is happening now in the last 3 weeks, right? You saw executive orders, right? So you can now. So when it comes because of the evil in the land, because of the crash, because of the depression, so government can come up with any kind of thing. You see? So they bring this new order, new deal they call it, and so forth. And there are a couple of laws that Congress passed, some of them, and most of them by executive power, by Roosevelt at that time, and so forth, you know. So, now, there is one particular law, you see, that I want to talk about. So, this NR18, this National Recovery Act, they call it, you know, what happened that is, every line of business receives a code. See what I'm saying? If you are a manufacturer, you receive a code under this National Recovery Act. It happened. It was symbolized by what they call the Blue Eagle. So all the companies that agree with them on their window, They will put this symbol of the blue eagle. They call it, we will do our part. You see? But the thing is this, you know, so it was, you know, it was, you have to get a code. If you are a manufacturer of anything, you don't have that code, you are blackmailed. You can't participate. So what does it tell us? You know, although again, we are saying we're not speculating anything. This thing happened in the United States right here. You know, so right here in the issue and so forth. Now, and of course, in Revelation 13, we read these things in verse 16 and 17. And it causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free, although there's no connection between that thing and what and this scripture, but this is the same spirit, amen. Praise the Lord. It's the same spirit. So, and if you're a manufacturer in the NR18, you cannot do anything if you don't receive that code in your line of business and so on. So Revelation 13:16 said, and it causes all, both great and both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had a mark, or the number, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And one more thing, above all, what I have said, that event, talking about now, was marked with number 666, because that law was enacted on June 13, 1933, which was 8 times 666 days from the armistice. See? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You may not have to memorize this date, anything like that. We are bringing out a point. How these events are tied to the number 666 is the point we are making. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, one more thing that Lucifer did. He planned to change the Supreme Court. See? Now, what did he do? He now proclaimed that, you know, that they should retire all the Supreme Court justices, you know, and then to replace them with and put them on a pension, and then to appoint younger blood to the Supreme Court. Of course, the Congress said no, and the people of America said no to it. Praise the Lord. Do you know what? Now, Satan has a way of doing things, you know. You know what? All those, you can just, in that, where the law didn't pass, almost all of them died in the Supreme Court. And the, one guy resigned. One of them resigned. I think he said, he wants to die, right? So he resigned. This is history. Praise the Lord. So, you see, so they caused the law. So he died and so forth, you know. So, and eventually, whatever Luther proposed came to pass. Because when they died, he can now just appoint
new one,
and he's the president, right?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
That we
do is with, amen?
Yes,
praise the Lord. It happened right here in this nation. You know, when catastrophe strikes, when evil and so on, you know, they can enact any law and so forth, you know. So that happened and so forth. Now, so what is important? This revolutionary bill was marked with the number 666 also, because it was introduced in February, the week of February 4 to 11 of 1937. That makes it 10 times 666 days from the armistice. See, it's marked with the beast number. You see, that's why, you know. So, again, seeing what we see in the book of Daniel, the Antichrist, 7:25, think to change times and laws. Is that right? Praise the Lord. That was this person had to do and so forth. Even though the Congress didn't pass it, but somehow the devil has a way of doing things, and the all those judges just died, and so on, and the one people resigned, so that they didn't die, and then so we saw that. But the thing that that bill was tied when it was enacted or introduced was exactly, you know, like I said, 10 times 6 days from the army start and so forth. So now, let's see what happened again. September 2, 1940, what happened? There was an announcement in the time of Bush Jr., you know, when he came to power, he announced what he called the axis of evil. Is that right? Praise the Lord. He named some nations and said these are the axis of evil, right?
Yeah.
Now, so, So I know where it's coming from now. So, you know, in September 2, 1940, there was an announcement of what they called the Rome, Berlin, Tokyo Axis. That's what it's called. Rome, Berlin, Tokyo Axis. That is your Mussolini, Rome, Germany, and then Japan, and so forth. You know, and so on. That was announced on September 27, 1940. These three totalitarian nations, what is their motive? Band themselves together as a bloc to fight the U.S. That is the whole purpose, to fight the U.S. You know, why fight the U.S.? Because they say if the U.S. should stop in the way of Japan's expansion in the Orient, then they will fight the U.S., all three of them. Japan was taking everything and was expanding in the Orient, right? So these three evil axes of axes, they joined together as a bloc, that if the U.S. should intervene in Japan's expansion in the Orient, that they are going to fight the U.S. and so forth, you know. So, so again, that is what actually bring the U.S. into World War II, as we see. The most important thing is this. The date of the announcement of that formation, 1947-1940, was marked with the number 666 also, for it was 12 times 666 days from the armistice. See? So can you see what you know what I'm talking about? That number show up there. Either multiples of it or one by itself, no, it happened and so forth. Now there's another thing I want to talk about this number 666 and so forth. Now it came to know that nobody could stop this German dictator and so forth. What's his name again? Nobody could stop him anymore. Hitler. So nobody could stop him. So they have to cross the channel. Meaning to invade Europe to stop him. So, and the D-Day, they call it the crossing the channel, where they attack, you know, Europe to stop Hitler. So the D-Day of that was June 6, 1944. So what happened that time? So that is the time they cross over to stop, you know, to wage war in Europe to stop Hitler and so forth. The attack of the Pearl Harbor by Japan in 1941, of course, took the U.S. to the war. The day that they crossed the channel was June 6, 1944. So we saw that one. So that day ended. So that occurrence was the 14th 666 cycles since the armistice, since the declaration of the armistice and so on. 14 of them, 14 times 666 days and so forth. But before I leave that event alone, so the 14 cycles I just talked to you about now, here's how they go. So starting date was the time of the end of World War One, right? World War One end in November 11, 1918, on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, which was 11 months after Jerusalem was entered by the Allies on the 11th day of December 1917. That is the beginning of the 14666 cycles, the armistice. And you know that day, like I said, you can see look at those numbers. How can it just be by accident? The month of November, which is 11 months in 1918, on the 11th hour, on the 11th day, on the 11th month, which was the 11th month after Jerusalem was entered by Allies on the 11th day of December 1917. Now, the ending of it was the crossing of the channel to invade Europe to put an end to Hitler. So the 14th cycle began by the armistice. And it ended on when? It ended on June 6, 1944. And look at this. Now, so June 6, 1944, which was called the D-Day, which occurred on the 6th hour of the 6th day of the 6th month of the 6th year of the war. Can you see? The beginning of the 14 times 666 cycles was the armistice. And I told you what happened. November 11, the 11th hour, the 11th day, the 11th month, and so forth. Now, the ending of that cycle was June 6, 1944. And here what happened. We call the D-Day, in which they call the channel to put an end to Hitler, and that end of the cycle occurred on the 6th hour, which is June, 6th hour of the 6th month, which is you and so forth, of the sixth year of the war. That alone just told us a lot of story. Now, there are many other cycles in the Bible. There are many numbers in the Bible that have cycles in world history. You have 1260, you have 1219, 1335. You can recognize these as all biblical numbers, right? I'm going to skip all those things and so forth. Now, let's go back to the League of Nations, which we know that it starts with the number 666. Let's see what happened. So, the date of which was April 18, 1946, right? And that particular date marked the beginning of another series of 666 day cycles. So, the day that the League of Nations was, you know, died and so on, you know, which is April 18, 1946, a new series of 66 day cycles begin. We can look at some of them very quickly. You know. So, first of all, in December 3 to 10 of 1949, China fell to the communist. See? So, now, before I say that one, so League of Nations was formed to put an end to war, right? Now, one of their greatest failures was to stop Japan's expansionist movement. They couldn't do it and so forth. Now, when they couldn't do it, what happened? That encouraged Mussolini to invade Ethiopia because of the failure of the League of Nations. Not only that, that encouraged Hitler to gamble to take over all of Europe because of the failure of the League of Nations. And now, what happened? China now, he now wants to make his own thing, fed to the communists. And that happened on 2 times 666 days after the death of the League of Nations. So, exactly right. So again, when China became communist, exactly 2 times 666 days after the League of Nations died or was abolished, whatever, in the date I told you, and so forth like that, you know. Now, let's see another thing, just to see this world history and so forth, how it is tied to the number 666 and so forth. Now, the communists in the Red China invaded South Korea on June 25, 1950. On July 27, 1953, you know, which was 4 times 666 days after the demise of the League of Nations, North Korea was lost to the communists. Yes, go
ahead.
Who was in
South Korea?
No, the communists.
China.
China, yes. Mm-hmm. The Red Army, as well. You know. So they invaded Korea and so forth. And of course, North Korea fell to the communists. You know. The significance is this.
That fell to China.
Yeah, communists, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You know the Korean War and so forth. So now. So actually the Korean War ended in, you know, ends at, in 1953 and so forth. At the end of it, North Korea became communist. And that day was the 4 times 666 days from the death of the League of Nations. So, can you see the circle we're talking about now? We'll just make that a number. The point we are bringing out is the circles of 666 days in all the recent history of world history, events and so on.
Sorry,
yeah. Go ahead, please.
Was there any
Maybe
where North and South Korea were in league?
Well, I think they have always existed separately. But the thing was that, you know, after the invasion by the communists, so North Korea became communist.
But were they one country
before? No, they were not. I don't think so. I think they are called North and South all the time. Mm-hmm. If it is, I don't remember. I don't know. If it is, I don't remember that. But I know the invasion of the communists.
I recall that South Korea, like when North Korea sneezes, they are too cold.
Yeah.
So now, I was thinking they were like North and South, like in Nigeria.
It could be. I don't remember that. I have to check on that.
Mm-hmm.
But the main point that the North fell to the communists,
mm-hmm.
and after 666 days from the day that the League of Nations that was established to establish world peace, you know, fell apart and so forth, you know. Yeah, so we see. What are we talking about? Human being cannot bring peace in this world, amen?
Mm-hmm.
That is the point I'm making. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the point. Now, what happened again? So, 6 times 666 days after the death of the you know, on death of the League of Nations, what happened again? The common market was formed. The common market in Europe. So, six nations of Europe signed a treaty. Do you know where they signed it? Rome. Six nations in Europe signed a treaty in Rome, creating a European economic community, popularly called the common market, as you all know. The purpose? To abolish the trade barriers between them, with the eventual goal of establishing a common citizenship. Now, and we all know this common market was a preparation was of the Antichrist Confederacy, really. But we can't go too much into that. Praise the Lord. See? Now, so the six nations, what happened? Six nations signed this treaty in Rome, and the time it happened was actually March of 18 to 25 1957, which was six days from the death of the League of Nations. That's when they formed this common market thing, tying it to the Antichrist system also. That is the point we are making. We are talking about major events in the world, how it involved the number 666. If you take anything away from this thing tonight, is that all these major events occurring in our generation are tied to the number 666, either one or multiple of it. Praise the Lord. Now, so we take another point in history in finishing now. You know that how the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, right? We all know that, right? So, now, some important set of circles had their inception at the time of that attack. So, a new series of 666-day circle began when, in 1941, Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. Now, starting date was December 7th through 14th week of 1941. So, Pearl Harbor was attacked, and that made America to actually enter the war. So, I put a note here. On the morning of December 7, 1941, which is December 8th, of course, in Japan, because I'm in the East, right? So, a Japanese army, over 100 Japanese airplanes, struck a surprise blow at Pearl Harbor, practically putting the U.S. Navy out of commission. It was that close, you know? Over 3,000 men were killed, making it America's worst military disaster in history to that date. I think only the 9/11 now has surpassed that. We have 4,000 people perish, right?
Yeah.
So, can you imagine back in that year, 1941, 3,000 Americans perish and so forth. And that's what brought America to, you know, to the war, Second World War and so forth. Now, so we see that war. So, now, I think I got two more. So, just all we are doing, tying that the major world events are tied to the beast system, the number 666. Now, so in 1945, which you all know, in August of 1945, what happened? You know, World War II ended. When was it? It was 2 times 666 days from the attack of Pearl Harbor. Can you imagine? So, America, the attack on Pearl Harbor put America into the war, right? And exactly 2 times 666 days, the atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. See? So therefore, on August 6, 1945, and it was just 2 times 666 days from the attack of Pearl Harbor, the atomic bomb fell on Hiroshima, okay, killing and injuring 100,000 persons just in one swoop. Then that's not the end of it. 3 days after, another bomb fell on Nagasaki, killing 71,000. So, meaning at least 171,000 are recognizable dead in those days and so forth, you know. So, 5 days later, on August 14, 1945, Japan surrendered. So, what was the thing? So, you know, so the from the Pearl Harbor attack, so in 4 times 666 days after the Pearl Harbor, NATO was formed in April 1949. So we see that, you know, the bomb was dropped on them, you know, in 2 times 666 days from the Pearl Harbor attack and so forth. And 4 times 666 days later, NATO was formed. Now, I put a note here. So we know that it is not the divine purpose that God's people should know the exact moment that every event should occur, nor speculate or the nature of the future events, amen, that can always be wrongdoing. I just believe like Daniel, so we keep our eyes open. So if things happen, we can be able to say, oh, this is that which was said by the prophet, or this was that which was written by the prophet. Praise the Lord. Don't speculate. Praise God. Let them just unfold. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So now, but it's our duty as a believer to prepare for any contingency. Amen. We have to be ready. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I think I missed something I want to say here and so forth, you know, about this. You know, so now all those things that have perished, he brought into light the word of the Lord. 171,000 people, that is the one they know, perished in just 3 days. Now that now brought the word of the Lord into light. Bible says, except the Lord shorten the time, there shall no flesh be saved. Amen. Until 1945, people have been wondering what could happen that we make know what to be, that I can so much almost destroy the world. Since that time on now, the eye of those who want to know, who care to believe God, now know that yes, the Lord was right. Amen. Today, those are atomic bombs, right? Today they have hydrogen bombs, they have chemical things and so forth that can literally almost wipe out this world. Only the almighty hand of God is taking these things away. Praise the Lord. I love the word of the Lord. That's why I am a Christian. This thing I don't want to frighten you. No, it's to make us to lift up our head, amen. Our redemption draws nigh. Praise the Lord. When you see all these things begin to happen, the Bible says, lift up your head. Even rejoice. We're not rejoicing for the perishing of the world. We are rejoicing because the Lord is coming, amen. And the Lord says, except he shorten the time, really, no flesh shall be saved. Praise the Lord. Praise to the Lord Jesus. So just reminding ourselves of this event and so forth. And in finishing this thing right now, I want to put some things here. So now, it's our duty to be prepared for any contingency. It is enough to know that God has his hand on the world. That is the whole point of this thing. God has his hand on the world. And that beyond the shadow of doubt, all major events are timed. Amen? We just mentioned, in fact, there are many cycles, and we can't even talk. No, but I just pick one of them, these six cycles, and we just took it from what? From just the declaration of war, you know, in 1914. And to the end of World War II. That's what I just speak. There are many other cycles that of events in world history that we can't even touch and so on, but that's for tonight and so on, you know. So now, what else again? So events are clocked by God, they are timed by God. He knows, he called the end from the beginning, amen. So and all that he has timed and know will come to pass. The Lord told us that heaven and earth shall pass away, but not. He said, my word shall not pass away. Luke 21:33. We are living at a time, you know, the times and seasons, you know, are fixed by the Lord. We know that. And this knowledge is sufficient to cause all who are wise to be in a state of constant readiness. Amen? Amen. We know God has timed all events. His time is. And so, this should inspire us, as we are rejoicing tonight, to be in constant readiness for the coming of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, because, you know, let the great price be lost. Let's see what the Lord says in Luke 13:25. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. These are the situations we try by the grace of God to avoid. Amen. Praise the Lord. And to continue in God's word, there's nothing to fear. Amen. You already know what to do. Watch ye therefore and pray always. Amen. Watch and pray. So, blessed be the name of the Lord. So, now, like I said, many similar cycles are measured in years and I appear throughout the history of the world, but just leave it as it is and so on. Now, let us remember, we are in a time of spiritual declension. Amen? But only among the elect. Amen? Praise the Lord. Who are awake and so forth. How to be aware. Everywhere, materialism and apostasy are growing. It's a matter of fact all over the world. We see it. Even among God's many chosen people, we see it happening and so forth. You know? And so the spirit of compromise is spreading all over the world and so forth. So the church today means fresh realization of the extreme imminency. I put the word extreme imminency of the bridegroom's return. Amen.
Amen.
I put extreme imminency, the very soon coming of the Lord. So I pray that we continue to know the time. Know it told Israel, they did not know the time of their visitation. We don't want to be that way. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If you take anything from this thing tonight, know that events are timed by the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And that look at from that time, all the world system are tied to the number 666, meaning the beast system. You know, we know Bible says, and now are there many antichrists, amen? You have heard that the antichrist will come, right? And now are there many antichrists. Praise the Lord. So but for us, we watch for the coming of the Lord. So again, just mentioning the word events in our own time. And then we just see how the beast system is gaining power and so forth and that, you know. So let us just lift up our hands to the Lord in prayer tonight. Just let us bless the Lord for making us to be children of light. Amen.
Amen.
Just lift up your hand. Just thank the Lord for making you a child of light. That these things are not hidden from you. That these things that kings and righteous men decided they should know that wasn't given to men are given to you in all time and our generation. And then on top of it, let us tell the Lord and pray what He said we should do, that He keep us watching and pray that the day should not come upon us unaware. Just for 1 or 2 minutes, just talk to the Lord on your own, giving thanks, you know. I don't want to live in the days of Noah. I don't want to live in the days of any other time. This is our hour. It's our generation. And the Lord has a program for us. He has a purpose for us being here at this time. And we know it's thought to us, or they are thought of peace, never of evil, to give for the expected end. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Father, we thank you, Lord. Blessed be thy name, O Lord. Let us be among them who are Nazarenes to the Lord in an hour like this. Not to be of the Laodicean church spirit, who say we are rich and we have need of nothing. Bible says not knowing that they are wretched, they are blind and they are naked. And don't even know it. But let us daily buy of him gold tried in the fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. Father, we worship you, Lord. Lord, in the world system, Lord, many of your children are still in there, in this evil system. Lord, we are praying tonight, Lord. Lord, we know, O Lord, until the last one come out of there, Lord. Open the eyes of your people, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, to discern the sign of the times, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for being with us tonight, Lord. We are never weary of God's word. When we come to church, all we want to talk about is God's word, in the name of Jesus. And we are happy in this little congregation here, Lord God, how everyone, O Lord God, you know, loves the Lord and inquire after the Lord. And we know, O Lord, day by day, you are going to reveal unto us even greater things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ in this great preparation for the coming of the Lord. Thank you for blessing us tonight. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, well, whatever you need from the Lord,
the Lord our God, in the midst of the people is mighty,
amen. No matter what you need, praise the Lord.
Don't forget, you haven't spoken in vain. Our God shall supply all.